This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, they are here to answer them for you right now. You can give us a call. We'll get you on the air. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Class Financial online, the website, classfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Class Financial. You can learn about their different divisions, how they can help you, whether you're an individual or a business owner. Some opportunities there for you. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that's right at classfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Claus Financial. And again, joining us this morning from Claus Financial, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how are you today?
Great. I think my hair is going to fly off today.
Yes, it is.
Time to fly a kite.
You may end up in the Caribbean somewhere if you go on there with a kite right now. It is definitely windy this morning. We got a fantastic topic, as always. We're going to talk about when is the right time to retire and some of the factors that you want to weigh in making that decision. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, of course, every week we do the Claus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to iTunes. Just a little tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Claus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yes. So last week we discussed the fact that we would like our clients ideally to retire without debt. However, interestingly enough, across America, between the ages of 60 and 69 was the question, how much debt do Americans carry in the age category? And that was calculated as of the end of 2017. The multiple choice answer was either $1 billion or $2 trillion. And the correct answer was almost $2 trillion in debt is what's being carried in that age category. And what's interesting about that is, unfortunately, that debt is up almost $1 trillion in a short time period of only 10 years. So our goal is for everyone that's listening to eradicate their debt before retirement. And so a shout out to our winner last week. Congratulations. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate everyone listening.
And if didn't get a chance to catch all of last week's program, don't forget, as always, you can get it in this show and last week's show and all the previous podcasts of Money in Motion online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, we'll be doing a new Claus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in this program. So as mentioned, we are going to be talking about when is the right time to retire. And of course, there are people that are considering a pre-65 retirement age. What is some of the information that those individuals need to know, and all of us need to know, when it comes to getting ready to make that next step into retirement?
Yes. So there's a number of important topics that need to be addressed as you're getting prepared for retirement. We've addressed many of them on the show over the course of the last, whatever it is now, 7 or 8 years we've done this show. And we're going to hit a couple of the highlights today, really honing in on the healthcare piece of it as it relates to Medicare at 65. But a few important questions is question number one, at what age or date do you have in mind to start retirement? So we would encourage our listeners just how important it is to think ahead and decide about making that transition to your post-career life. Now, this retirement of when is an important question. And yet, retirement is taking on different forms now, right? And you'll even hear people, we hear people come into our office and say, you know, I don't really believe in retirement. Now, Malia and I sometimes laugh at that a little bit, because sometimes retirement is forced on you, right? By your employer, they lay you off, or a health condition. And yet I get what they're saying. I don't believe it in its traditional kind of historical sense. And so what does retirement mean to you would be another question. What does it mean to you? And what are you going to be doing after retirement? Because Malia and I will be the first to tell you, if your plan is just to stop work and do absolutely nothing, I give you a few years. Mm-hmm. I mean, truly, the body was not designed to do nothing. The mind was not designed to do nothing. And so I get that you're probably exhausted and you want to move on to something else, and that's a blessing. That's great. That's what retirement really is all about. And yet deciding at what age, and secondarily, what do I plan on doing, will be important questions. Now, some interesting facts as it relates to this. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute 2017 Retirement Confidence Survey, the average age most people think about retiring is the age of 65. And this is mostly because of the tie with having health insurance through Medicare at 65. But the real reality, and this is according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, is that the average retirement age in the United States is 63. With the average length of retirement being 18 years. Now, as Malia and I will attest, that discrepancy between the perceived retirement age and actual retirement age is usually driven by those two things I mentioned earlier, which is either employer has laid me off and I'm too close to retirement to go back to work now, or secondarily, my health has forced me into retirement prematurely.
Very, very interesting statistics there and very, very interesting information as always. He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer them for you right now. Give us a call. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. So you got to imagine that there's things you need to consider when you're going into retirement. And of course, thinking about health insurance before you retire at 65, that's a pretty big consideration there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, when you're in the thick of your working career, this topic doesn't really even come to mind, like, what about my health insurance? You've always had it if you've worked, generally speaking, and especially with the Affordable Care Act, people have found ways, if they're self-employed and had issues in getting health insurance, they're usually on a plan through the Affordable Care Act. But when we start talking about, if I am going to retire prior to 65, what are those implications for the health insurance? And, you know, as CJ said, there's a lot of different considerations when you sit down and say, oh, I'm going to retire at a certain age, and the health insurance has to be top of your list. So most people know, we've talked about this on the show considerable times, that age 62 is the earliest that you can start receiving Social Security benefits. We just like to clarify the ages. 62 is for Social Security. And, of course, that's usually in a reduced amount that you normally would get at full retirement age, which is generally age 67 for most people. 65, as we said, is the age at which you typically become eligible for Medicare. And so it typically kicks in just before you turn 65. There's a 7-month initial enrollment period, begins 3 months before you turn 65, includes the month you turn 65 and 3 months after you turn 65. So 65 is the age where you know that you're going to be covered by the government health insurance, so to speak. And we encourage our listeners to go to Medicare.gov so you can understand the intricacies of that health insurance and the costs and so forth. But again, the question remains, age 62 to 65, you just heard CJ say 63 is generally when people are actually retiring. What are we going to do? And so you have some options out there, and we'd like our listeners to look into those options. The first one would be, does your company qualify and offer COBRA coverage? And COBRA is health insurance that's extended out to you if your company is large enough and does offer it, for you to take anywhere from 18 months and in some cases up to 3 years of coverage through your company. And so if I had to say an ideal age for a lot of clients that work for larger companies and the COBRA can be extended to them, 63 and a half is a sweet spot because generally the coverage extends for at least 18 months. This isn't free. COBRA can be very, very expensive, but it's an option, and that's what we're always looking at with our clients. What are your specific options to cover this gap? And some people might say, well, I'm healthy. I'm just talking about maybe a year. I won't be covered 6 months. And we would say, no, no, no. We definitely need coverage regardless of the cost. We need coverage. If you're going to retire sooner, we have to find a different way. Obviously, if you have a partner, a spouse, and they have health insurance, you can find out about the cost of getting onto their health insurance. And finally, something a lot of people forget about is we have a lot of veterans out there. And thank you very much for all of those of you who are veterans. We have something called VA health insurance, veterans health insurance. And so that's something that's kind of in the back seat. And sometimes we uncover that during our meetings, and we didn't even realize that's an option for one of our clients that they can retire and pick up VA health insurance. So something to consider. We want to look at all possibilities because we'd hate for health insurance to be the reason we can't retire.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good stuff. As always, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And of course, toll-free, 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation about some insurance options, health insurance. If you are under the age of 65, if you plan on retiring early, we'll find out from CJ and Malia what those options are and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, if you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you at 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. And Daryl checks in with a question for our retirement planning professionals. Daryl, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my question is about backdoor Roth IRAs. I've recently heard about those, but don't quite understand them. I was wondering if you could help explain how that works.
Yeah, so your call's a little bit gargled, so I'll reiterate your question here again because I think I heard it. It was, what is a backdoor Roth IRA? So great question, Daryl, and for all of the listeners out there, we get this question quite often as people come in. So a backdoor Roth IRA, goodness, where to begin? I'll try to make this brief because I don't want to eat up the whole show with this, but basically, as it relates to making a Roth IRA contribution, if your income is too high, and if you're married and filing jointly, that income limit is right around $200,000. If your income is too high, you are not eligible to make a Roth IRA contribution, period. And so some people go, well, that stinks. So how can I get money into my Roth IRA? Well, we would say if you have a Roth 401k at your employer, that's probably the best place. But sometimes people say, I don't have a Roth 401k through my employer. So how, literally, do I get money into a Roth? Well, there's this called backdoor Roth contribution. And it's where you make a non-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, which that's a whole separate topic in and of itself, but a non-deductible contribution to a traditional IRA. And then you turn around and convert that to a Roth, which is not a taxable event because the contribution to the traditional IRA wasn't deductible in the first place. Thereby, in a backdoor manner, you get money into the Roth. However, I will just throw out there are all kinds of warning flags. The greatest warning flag would be, number one, you have to make sure you're eligible to do all of this. And then number two, if you have any other pre-tax IRA money, you may not be able to do this the way you're thinking. So a lot of warnings there, but that's the mechanics of how it would work. Thanks for the question, okay. Daryl,
great question. Yeah, very interesting there. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And again, if you have more questions like that, a little more specific, obviously, as CJ was talking there, it sounds like a very specific type procedure. You really want to make sure that you're working with somebody that knows exactly what they're doing to execute that properly. But great question this morning, Daryl, and that frees open a line for you as well. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, we'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning about retiring and what day are we going to do that? What age do we want to retire at when we actually do retire? And of course, some questions around health insurance. And let's talk then about some other options when it comes to getting health insurance if you are under the age of 65.
Yes, so Malia did a great job of kind of lining out there some options as it relates to COBRA health insurance. And by the way, COBRA, Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yes. And by the way, what that has to do with health insurance, I don't know. That was just the budget Reconciliation Act that made COBRA a thing.
Having had to pay for it once, I just assume it was how much it bites you.
Right. It was a visual, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's like a cobra that bites you. I like that, Sean. So, so COBRA is this extension of your group place plan, as Malia talked about, for 18 months or 3 years, depending upon what you're eligible for. Some employers have it, some employers do not, so you need to know what's available. But some people say, listen, I don't want to wait till 63 and a half, like Malia talked about. I don't want to have to rely on COBRA, or COBRA is expiring before I'm 65. So what are my options? And there's really two core options as it relates to this gap insurance, if COBRA is not an option for you. One would be short-term medical health insurance and hospital plan bundles. During this time period, a short-term policy could be the right solution. There are a lot of warnings, again, just like in the backdoor Roth contribution, a lot of warnings here. But short-term plans provide coverage for 30 to 364 days, depending upon your state, and it's not even available in all states. But short-term plans can include a range of benefits, but they may exclude some pre-existing conditions. So this is kind of like a limited type plan. We've also seen, I'll throw it out there just to be a good fiduciary and make you aware of all of what's available. We've also seen where there are some religious organization health insurance plans where they're tied to something that's outside of the Affordable Care Act, but still qualifies as some sort of a plan for you. So that could be another option. But again, warning, 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 those limited term plans usually exclude some pre-existing conditions or may not be comprehensive in nature and may not qualify for what is considered a full-blown health insurance plan by the Affordable Care Act. Now that that's out of the way, the most common type of health insurance that covers that gap now has become the Affordable Care Act. Now, people get too hung up in, well, I didn't like, and I'm not speaking for everybody, but I didn't like the president who put this in place. They call it Obamacare, so I'm just not going to do it. And I would really warn you against that. This is not about who put it into the place. This is about this is the coverage that you have to deal with. And so don't avoid it. Become educated about how it works. And there's just the biggest thing I'll say about the Affordable Care Act is there's income limitations as it relates to qualifying for subsidies. So if you're going to jump on the Affordable Care Act after you retire from your employer and lose their health benefits and before age 65, you just need to know that one of the greatest components of how much that will cost you is by far what's known as your modified adjusted gross income. And so again, this is a reminder to everybody listening, you need to be working with a professional because it's amazing how this works. If you're just a couple bucks over the MAGI limit for subsidies, it can be the difference of 10 grand a year in cost. So you really need to be careful.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. They're telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. And if you have questions, you can always call 321-1310 and we can get you right on the air. As a matter of fact, Dave took the time to give us a call this morning. Dave, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Dave.
I just turned 65 in March and I am currently on my girlfriend's insurance as a domestic partner. And just wondering, in Wisconsin, can I continue to be on her insurance once I am done working in September?
Well, say that again. You are 65 right now, but you're on her insurance through her employer. Is that what you said?
Yes. Okay. As a domestic partner.
Yeah. Yep. And your question is if you could stay on after when? After she's done working? Yep. I'm sorry. What
no,
was
after I'm done working in I'm done working in September of this year.
Well, your best option, Dave, to my understanding, would be Medicare because you're Medicare eligible. We call this the promised land, and that sounds a little funny. But what I just mean by that is once you get to 65, we no longer have to worry about income limitations for the Affordable Care Act or whether we have a spouse that has group health insurance or whether we have a domestic partner that has group health insurance because we have the Affordable Care Act. We have Medicare. Now, does that mean you should take Medicare? You have to talk to an insurance specialist. It really depends upon how much it costs for you to be on your girlfriend's and what benefits they offer versus how much it'll cost for you to actually switch over to Medicare. So to really answer your question, Dave, I don't know whether you'd be able to stay on her plan or whether you even should stay on her plan, but you need to communicate with a specialist because you might be best off just flipping to Medicare at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Dave, great question. Yeah, welcome to the promised land. That's a great option. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia, and we will do the Kloss Quiz question of the week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Having a great time, as always, with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can find them online at Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to iTunes. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age do you become eligible for Medicare? Is it age 60, age 65, or age 72? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to iTunes. Don't forget, again, that is the Kloss Financial office telephone number right here in Madison. That first meeting with Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, time flew by, as always. Great to see both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care, Malia. We'll talk with Dr. Nicole Hemkiss next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.